Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Conversations Live. Is this Rachel?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Rachel, great to talk with you. It's Cyrus. I'm going to be the one doing the interview with you.
Oh, great. Hi, Cyrus. How are you?
Hey, same here. Doing great. Look, been looking forward to this. I've been enjoying your podcast, so I had a chance to do some prep with it. So, Rachel, what I'd like to do in this conversation with you, if you're good with it, just really kind of focus, like, how you're using your platform with the podcast to be able to share the stories of others, what it's been like for you to have that being recognized, but also what it's been like for you to see how other people have been able to, you know, rise above difficult situations, as well as see how their stories have inspired others. So I definitely would love to talk to you on that vein. And then at the end of the segment, just remind our audience how they can stay connected with you and kind of keep up on the journey with you. Do you want to talk about the memoir or no?
I'll tease it. I mean, we haven't sold it yet, and we're not at the point where we're exactly there, but that's what my current project is besides the podcast.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll just briefly mention it at the end.
I hear you're working on is it true you're working on a memoir or whatever, and I'll answer.
Got you. That's what we'll do then. Awesome. Well, look, but thanks again. We'll go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in through iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, we're glad you all could join us as well. We're excited to welcome Rachel Yucatel to our broadcast today to talk to her not only about what's been like for her to use her own platform to share the story of others, but also how through her podcast, Misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel, she's been able to let us be able to see a different side of individuals maybe we've heard about, and now being able to understand their journey in a little bit better way. If you guys are just now staying connected with Rachel, we'll let you know the best place to be able to find her, as well as some upcoming projects for her as well. Rachel, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. I was saying to you before we went live here, I had a chance to be able to do a deep dive into your podcast. So congratulations on the success of Misunderstood. Let's kind of begin there, Rachel. What has it been like for you to have created this platform, this safe space, is how I kind of look at it after being able to watch some of the episodes and to see the way that people are responding to it?
Yeah, you know, it's something that I went through. Listen, my podcast is about people who have been reduced to a single headline and they're on a mission to change their narrative. And if it's not about a specific person, I like to talk about subjects that need to be reconsidered, in my opinion. So I've had politicians, athletes, actors, sometimes reality stars, activists, so all sorts of people. And when I first started my podcast, I think people thought I was just going to be interviewing people who had been through a scandal. But it's not that. I think feeling misunderstood is a universal theme, and I think everybody should have the chance to have a platform to tell their side of the story, because I think it is important to shed light on the stories of those who have been wrongfully portrayed and explore the complexities of the human experience, why we do things, why we turn in different directions, and then celebrate the power of second chances. So that's why I started it, and I've been loving doing it. I every single guest I have on my show, I handpick, I research them, I stalk them kind of until they say yes. You know, I don't go through a booker. I really go to the heart of who I think is important to get to. And for the most part, when I tell them, you know, what the platform is, they always say yes. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, and even going back, Rachel, to the very first episode, and I watched it, I found it on YouTube, and what I thought was so interesting, it was someone, of course, who has followed your journey, right? And you were able to turn the tables, as it were, on them. What has that been like for you? Because in watching that episode, what I thought about is I think so many times, and maybe it's just the way the world is right now, Rachel, with, you know, we're so quick to jump on a headline, as you were saying. We're so quick to jump on a story. We forget sometimes that these are real people. What has that been like for you to humanize people in a way that sometimes isn't always done?
Yeah, you know, when you read about somebody in the press, I think, number one, people forget that these are real people that have real feelings, real emotions, real families to go home to. And also, people tend to speak on subjects with such authority just from reading the narrative that the media has created, or now that there's, you know, all sorts of social media and, you know, all these amateur sleuths and amateur journalists can go out there and just create, you know, their version of truth based on what they want to report. And, you know, very few people know the facts of what went on or the facts of what should be really discussed because they're not there. So they're taking their experience and their side of things and, you know, they're what they're triggered by sort of, and they go with that narrative. And for me, you know, it's been great to be able to kind of revisit some things that happened with me. I had a guy named Dax, my first episode that you brought up. Was with a guy who was a major, like one of the OGs at TMZ. And he followed me for a long time and was paid to, you know, follow me, get pictures of me going into my home. And it was interesting to hear what that was like for him and what that was like now that we've, you know, met over a decade later where he could, you know, see me as a real person when back there he was really new in the world of, you know, entertainment news or, you know, whatever it was called back then and, you know, trying to just dig up a story. So it's so interesting to then get into the heart of it and see the bigger picture and ask him questions about what makes a story? Why is a scandal a scandal? What's the appetite of the public for this? And then what then becomes the journalists want to put out. So, you know, there's a whole dynamic that goes into all this stuff. And I try to do some episodes that are like that, that touch on things that happened to me or people I've had in my life. I also had Dr. Drew. I had Perez Hilton come on, who again was another person that, you know, would report on stories and create the news, so to speak, and create the headlines. But then now as I've been doing this for a lot longer, I've really changed that. I don't talk so much about myself, even though I do in every episode, you know, relate, you know, what I'm going through or how I understand the guest in the scenario. But for the most part, I really like hearing from them as to what that's like to be portrayed a certain way.
Yeah, I love that. Rachel, I know this is probably said to you a lot, and our audience probably is, you know, hear about this in so many ways, but I'm curious to hear it from you. Was this podcast part of the healing journey for you?
You know, I would say that it has been healing for me. Listen, it has been really hard for me. I've had to be sort of a Renaissance woman, so to speak, to get the stigma off my back. And I was a person before I was in the headlines. I was a person after. I had a very credible job working in the newsroom at Bloomberg and being a producer. It's a financial news network for people that don't know what that is. and then doing other things. So for me to have to figure out how to get some credibility back when it was taken from me in such a way that, you know, people saw my name and thought whatever they thought about me, it was very hard to get my footing. And so for a long time, I couldn't, you know, figure out what I wanted to do to establish myself and to no longer have Rachel Yucatel, comma, whatever people wanted to put after. And that's been hard. And so for me, I think I'm always on the quest to figure out what happiness is, what fulfillment is. But for me, it's about finding a purpose. And in this podcast, I've definitely found a purpose. You know, I'm constantly, I'm 24/7 working on it. I'm 24/7 thinking of new guests I want to have. I'm, you know, I'm constantly thinking about how to make it better. So it has been a healing journey for me because it's given me a purpose. It's given me credibility back. And it's given me a place where people, I'm in the incoming phone call business now. So people are coming to me and saying, I want to tell you my story. I feel like I can be in a safe place and tell my story to you, which I think is great. It means a lot to me. I take it very seriously, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking, Rachel, it has to be great to have that kind of trust because it is about being vulnerable. It is about being able to kind of let people in. And I know you've been able to do that over the years, and now you're giving people a platform to do that. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Rachel Yucatel to our broadcast today. We're talking about her journey that led her to start the podcast Misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel and what it's been like for her to see this success it's been able to have. You also, though, have written a children's book, Rachel, and, of course, the word is out that you are also working on your own memoir. Can you tell us anything about, for one thing, is that true? But also, what you're excited about sharing about your own story?
Yeah, I am working on a memoir. You know, I've been working on this memoir for, you know, over a decade, I think. So, and I always add more to it. I think it's really important, as I said, and that's why I have a podcast for people to be able to tell their own story. And I think, you know, let's be honest, I think a lot of people know my name. They know me for one situation. And that is the least interesting thing about me. I happen to have lived a very interesting life. I was also involved in one of the biggest, you know, tragedies of our, you know, of our history. You know, 9/11, I lost my fiance.
Right.
And it changed the course of my life. I've had, you know, issues with, you know, I was in a therapeutic boarding school that's been closed down for abuse, the one that, you know, Paris Hilton went to for a couple months. I graduated from there. I spent many years being abused there and can tell many stories. You know, but also my journey of getting myself back on track has been a huge part of my journey. So there are many more aspects to it, but, you know, I think it's important to be able to write a memoir, to let people know who I am as a whole person. And, you know, I think that there's an appetite for it. And I think anyone, you don't have to be somebody in the public eye. It's like important to write your story. It's important to tell your story. And these days, you know, people use their phones to take pictures and, you know, all this stuff, and that kind of creates a story for them later on to look back on. But to have a book or a memoir, the written word, for your children, for you to look back on when it's hard to remember those stories, I think that's important for everyone to write down, you know?
Yeah, such a great point. Have you gotten to a place now, because I know you hear this, you and I did not discuss it before we went live here, but have you gotten to a place now where people or gotten comfortable with, I should say, Rachel, of people looking to you as a source of inspiration as to what they can come through when it comes to dealing with tragedy, dealing with challenges in life? Has that become something that has become more comfortable for you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like an expert on it. I am an expert on getting yourself through a scandal. I'm an expert on getting yourself through heartbreak. I'm an expert on getting yourself through grief and trauma. And I'm an expert on being in a really low place in your life and finding your way out. There are so many times that you've been through your life that because of a choice you've made, you made the wrong turn, or because of fate. Sometimes it just happens that you are down the wrong path, and you have to figure out how to get back on the right path. And I feel like I've done all those things, and I've always figured out a way to come out without calling on someone else to do the work for me. And so I do consider myself very good at it, and I love helping people. I love listening to people's stories and trying to give them the inspiration to just make it one more day, to try another angle, to just, you know, to listen to themselves instead of other people. So I do feel like I'm very good at those things, and I love helping other people with their own journey.
Well, I know they're glad to be able to have you, especially as an example, Rachel, of what is possible, right, and what we can come out of. And that is the great thing that you've been able to show people. Again, everyone, we've been speaking with Rachel Yucatel. We've been talking with her about her journey, her podcast, Misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Make sure you guys are listening to it. Rachel, how can our audience best stay connected with you?
I am on Instagram at Rachel Yucatel NYC. I do read my DMs. Feel free to reach out to me that way. And also you can follow my podcast. I'm on YouTube, but also if you go on to anywhere you get your podcast, so Apple, Spotify, it's free actually. So you can go on there. It's Misunderstood, spelled M-I-S-S, Understood with Rachel Yucatel. And we have over 100 episodes. Every single one is different. Every single one touches a different topic, and I think you guys will find any of them interesting. I'm proud of every single one of them.
Well, Rachel, thank you again for spending some time with us. I really do appreciate the time and looking forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.